Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You've heard me talk about my dog Tucker a lot on this podcast, and it's hard to imagine our family now without the joy that this little field spaniel has brought to our daily lives. That's when we were approached about advertising Superfood Complete on the show, and I said, well, yes, of course. Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she is seeing more and more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about, feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America, just like my dog Tucker, are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regularly priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com. That's BadlandsRanch.com/Zabe today. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
They monetized every square inch of Las Vegas. So when I say I went up to my roof, I made it sound as though I was just, you know, rolling up to my roof like it was no problem, like any day. Oh, no, that would be a lie. I had to pay $150 American to watch from my own roof.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, dude, you have Ike. May I call you dude? Yes. It is so absolutely what they did. It was the height of. I mean, it was so arrogant. It was so dismissive of the populace.
This is the ZabeCast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Tuesday, November 21st, 2023. Thank you for downloading. Apparently, I lied. I said we'd only get 3 episodes this week. I didn't factor in the production schedule. You're going to get 4. That's right. 3 for you freeloaders. And then, of course, the subscriber one will be coming in hot on the heels of the 3rd episode. I'm going to tape the 3rd episode, the subscriber episode with Scott and Solly, Wednesday morning around noon, just before noon, and that will wrap the week. So you get 3 free plus the subscriber one, and then please spend time with your family and enjoy and be thankful. With that good news, let's start with this. What a moment it was on College Game Day this past Saturday when the celebrity intentional sarcastic air quotes, sarcastic, however, not bitter and not judgmental, but purposeful air quotes, the celebrity guest picker was one Eric Sullenberger. Who? You don't know? PFT commenter? No. You don't know Pardon My Take, the podcast? No. Of course, you, I'm sure, know, most of you probably know who he is, who what that is, and everything else, because you're in this space, you're sports fans, you listen to podcasts. If you got out of our space that we're in right now and asked, say, a more casual fan, would they know who he is a good question. And I say all this without any malice, judgment, or ill will. I say it out of awe and wonderment and sort of appreciation that this is one of the great Cinderella stories in my lifetime when it comes to media and rising from literally nothing with no pedigree, no push. Your dad wasn't a famous broadcaster himself to be in that rarefied air. PFT commenter is a guy by the name of Eric Sullenberger, who goes by that nickname at all times. They introduced him as such, never once mentioned his name, never asked him about where he came from, what he did to become who he is today, that they just played it straight down the middle on the College Game Day appearance. But it was a convergence of brands of sorts and media entities of sorts that struck me when I thought about it. Sullenberger was a former bored cubicle drone like millions who loved sports and was fed up with the basic bitch 9-to-5 work, and so he started commenting on Mike Florio's site, ProFootballTalk.com. Now, Florio, of course, started Pro Football Talk because he was a bored 9-to-5 basic bitch employment attorney who loved the NFL and said, I'm going to start a website. He's built a multi-million dollar brand and career. And even though I do not like Mike Florio, he is a nasty piece of work and not very smart, I still appreciate the hustle for what he built. So he starts commenting on Pro Football Talk site, and he is easily the funniest commenter of all the people putting comments after the articles. I believe at one point they either turned off comments on the Pro Football Talk site or they made you register to limit the kind of abusive commentary and spam and a bunch of other stuff. But this is where Eric Sullenberger, who is now going to be the, you know, culminating celebrity on ESPN's highest profile college football show at James Madison University, a Cinderella story unto itself as a 1AA school turned 1A that is now being persecuted, some say, by the NCAA for not being allowed into a bowl game, although they may still get in through the back door. So he starts commenting and Florio notices him. Florio puts him on his radio show a couple of times. He's funny on there. He has a very funny and sort of, let me skew this comment in the most absurd way about something in football or sports. Twist it, turn it on its head that when you read it, I know when I read his stuff, I go, that's pretty funny, actually. I never thought of it that way. I never thought to turn my head upside down and go, what if, ... But here he was, a former message board commenter on the most popular weekly on-site football show that's an absolute monster. Very expensive show to produce, but very profitable for ESPN and beautifully done television with a lot to enjoy and look at every morning on Sundays, on Saturdays, which I do. I try to sit down and enjoy my Saturday watching College Football Game Day. He was their celebrity because he was now a podcaster with a company called Barstool that was once blacklisted by ESPN because of founder Dave Portnoy and comments he made about one Samantha Ponder. They had a whole show that was nuked by ESPN. So you might have thought, hey, ESPN will never have anything to do with Barstool again. Wrong. New management, new day. ESPN's desperate to try to, you know, consider being they're desperate to still be considered cool. So they will bring on a guy like PFT commenter. PFT commenter who's not nearly as divisive, abrasive, or controversial as Portnoy. And I say not nearly. I mean not at all. So there he was, sitting next to a former punter turned podcaster, part-time pro wrestler, hired by ESPN with his 8 best buddies and co-workers who built their podcast in a barn in Indiana, and he makes almost $20 million a year, goes shirtless at the end of the shows, puts up his own money to people to try to make a 32-yard field goal, hasn't lost the money yet. And he's sitting next to, on the other side, an octogenarian former FSU coach who has, I'm sure, no idea who Eric Sullenberger or PFT commenter is. And he's the celebrity. It's amazing to think about. And again, I say that with nothing but admiration and awe. But I had to point it out. And by the way, they had the list because it's the 30th year of doing College Game Day. And it's grown and grown and grown since they began. And he's a celebrity along the lines of Alex Rodriguez, LeBron James, Charles Barkley, music stars like Luke Combs, Kenny Chesney, Katy Perry, and dozens more. Here's him, because he went to JMU. By the way, he was great picking the games. Extremely funny. Dropping Easter eggs left and right. Oh, and I forgot who introduced him to the show. A stationary bike instructor. What? That's right, Jess Sims, who became mega popular with the most followers, teaching online suburban fatso biking routines on their $4,000 Peloton bikes connected to the internet. And they did it at JMU. I mean, just incredible. Also, PFT on Friday was a quick guest on McAfee's show that precedes College Game Day and said on air, without getting bleeped out, the NCAA were, quote, assholes and pieces of shit for not letting JMU into the bowl season. This is the same ESPN, I believe, that once suspended an anchor, Max Bratos, for reading the line chink in the armor regarding Jeremy Lin being injured. Even though Bratos married to an Asian woman, still suspended for it. The same ESPN that once fired Doug Adler for saying, in tennis, Venus Williams employed guerrilla tactics, G-U-E-R-R-I-L-L-A tactics, not gorilla tactics, in a match. Never got his job back. Sued them. Forget if he won or not. Same ESPN now says, yeah, sure, put a blogger on there. Let him say assholes and piece of shit to a partner of ours, the NCAA. Well, not technically, but these college conferences are partners with ESPN, and they pay these college leagues tons of money to televise their games. Assholes, pieces of shit, no problem. It's incredible. What a world. What a story. And I'm sure it is the kind of inspirational story that many people who are desperate, sitting in office buildings, just saying, I hate my life, I want to do something fun, how do I break out of this, are saying to themselves, hey, if he can do it, I can do it. And in theory, yes. But then again, at the same time, almost certainly no. Same thing with very, very popular YouTubers. YouTubers are like, look, he was nothing, she was nothing, look at them now. I could do that. Yes, you could, but the chances are incredibly small. Doesn't mean you shouldn't try, or at least do it as a side hustle. I am fascinated as somebody in the biz, just sort of, I always analyze, always look at, always think about the styles of different people. I don't want to say performers per se, but podcasters, broadcasters. And I do listen to Pardon My Take occasionally, not all the time, usually when I'm mowing the grass. And I enjoy it. It's light, it's funny, it's easy listening. I think both Daniel Katz, a.k.a. Big Cat, and PFT are very, very sharp. They're not dum-dums, and they are funny. I like their shtick. They're non-judgmental. They're non-political. I think they swim comfortably in self-effacement, if I were to describe their style, and that's certainly a style that I am comfortable in and I prefer. They don't get up on any stupid high horses and have takes that are absurd that make you go, really? They don't seem to get mad, genuinely mad at anything. It's all just kind of fandom mad, like I'm kind of mad, but I'm not really mad. They really base themselves in happy goofiness. And I think that's one of the keys to their success, is you're never going to get super pissed off and not listen to them, like some of you with me, or feel like this is too weighty, this is too serious, I'm here for entertainment. Oh, and it's important that they also make sure to hide all references to Big Cat and his family, because I think they've made a conscious decision, at least he has, ain't nobody want to hear about my kid having the sniffles. Ain't nobody gonna want to hear about me having to go to dance recital. And that's fine. I did do a quick Google search of Daniel Katz, family, kids, and he keeps it very much under wraps. But anyway, just had to note that moment that a former message board commenter turned podcaster was introduced by a Peloton bike instructor to go sit next to a former punter who was hired by ESPN almost at the tune of $20 million a year to be on their biggest show after calling the NCAA pieces of shit and assholes, and he got a rousing ovation. Move over, Katy Perry. Who are you? The cool kids are here at the lunchroom table. The Angel Reese feel-good story has taken a turn, and not a good one. The women's basketball Final Four MVP and national champion, a.k.a. the Bayou Barbie, the necessary heel for women's college basketball's good girl, Iowa star Caitlin Clark. You know, Angel Reese pointing at her finger, like, where's my ring? Taunting Caitlin Clark last year in the Final Four. She's apparently, maybe, nobody's really certain, been kicked off the team or suspended or who knows. Coach Kim Mulkey has been combative and evasive all at the same time, leaving reporters in the dark about, so is she playing tonight? Will she play next game? Where is she? What's going on? And the answers so far have been very murky, to which many people said, see, this is partly why college women's college basketball is their own worst enemy. That the men, if this was a men's player, nobody would tolerate this. They would say, listen, you know, if there's personal issues that deserve privacy, we can understand that. But this is just, you're not telling us what's going on. Why should we take you seriously? There are reports that her grades are apparently suffering. I hope for her sake that she does not take a great situation where she could continue to leverage her brand and celebrity and future earning potential off the court, because let's be honest, her earning potential on the court in the WNBA is extremely limited. Even the star players in the dub get paid pennies compared to what their media earnings are capable of outside the sport. Let's hope she doesn't fuck it up by getting a little bit too big for her britches in this process. Some quick hitters for you, and then we'll get to Gil. So in the Michigan scandal, the NCAA or the Big Ten has been told, or the Big Ten told Michigan that the outside booster who apparently helped fund this Skunk Works went by the moniker of Uncle T. Uncle T was behind, excuse me, paying for some of this Connor Stallion's travel tickets, etc. Uncle T. What T, who is a super friend of the program with the kind of money where he could write a check? Tom Brady? How much fridge TV time are you really going to log anyway? Don't get me wrong, I'm a huge fan of all the TVs you can cram into your abode, whether it's large or small as possible. But do I need a fridge in my... Do I need a television in my fridge? Probably not, doesn't stop these fridge makers from selling a fridge. I've seen the commercials that has a high-definition TV right in the door of the fridge. See, when I was a kid, any one of my friends whose parents could afford a fridge that had an ice maker and a water dispenser right in the door, they were almost like, you know, living with the Drummonds on Different Strokes. That was the true sign of, wow, you've got a friend whose dad's a doctor. He's rich. Now you could have a TV in there. And I would bet you it's one of the lesser expensive components of one of those high-scale, upper-end refrigerators. Imagine your fridge being in the shop or having to get repaired because the fucking TV went out. Oh, does it not make ice cubes? No, that's fine, actually. Is the main refrigerator broken? No, it's perfect. What's wrong? The TV's out. Not a single person on Amazon besides Ryan Fitzpatrick knew about Festivus. Of all the things that people should get fired for, Carissa Thompson and others, how is it that the entire set had never heard of and didn't laugh at Fitzmagic joking about Festivus? The un-Christmas holiday. Festivus for the rest of us. The Festivus poll, the airing of grievances, the feats of strength. I mean, come on. Frank Costanza? And Seinfeld? Anybody? MLB has re-awarded the All-Star Game to Atlanta. Apology coming? Yeah. Don't count on it. This after aides to Biden convinced him that, oh my God, they're so racist down in Georgia. They've got voting laws that are worse than Jim Crow. I believe Biden himself called him Jim Eagle. That's how big and bad and mean they were. Turns out, well, those were all just political lies, and they did some digging, and they're like, well, you know what? We probably made a mistake there. Apology coming in 3-2-1. Never. Jordan Spieth has taken Rory McIlroy's spot on the PGA Tour's executive committee. Enjoy those seven-hour meetings, Jordan. Especially now with two young kids toddling around the household. The TGL Indoor Simulator League has been dealt a full year blow. It will not air at all in 2024. Instead, it'll be kicked to 2025 because the massive indoor tented simulator dome in Florida collapsed and they can't get it put back together in time to make this year. Others have joked, hey, Tiger Woods just signed up to be at his own Hero World Challenge, the limited field event in early December down in the Bahamas. So now that he's playing real golf again, they're like, ah, fuck it. Fuck this simulator stuff. Tiger's back playing outdoor golf. Let's go. And then there's this. Beverly Hills Cop 4 is a go. Yes. Apparently Netflix is going to release Beverly Hills Cop 4 with, yes, Eddie Murphy reprising his role as the beloved Axel Foley, along with familiar faces returning, such as Judge Reinhold, Paul Reiser, Bronson Pinchot, and some fresh cast additions, and the one and only Jerry Bruckheimer back producing. Chances are, it's going to be dog shit. Age never does well when you're this far down the line with characters making returns, and you can't just turn a switch and turn the magic back on. But that said, I'm all here for it. What fourth installments that have been over a decade in the making have turned out to be great when it comes to movie franchises? I'm going to guess pretty much none of them. Take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk to our friend Gil Alexander of VSiN about the Vegas Strip and when, if ever, it could go back to being semi-normal now that Formula One is out of town. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. All right, joining us now from Vegas, Gil Alexander, friend of the show, VSiN's A Numbers Game, noon, 10 to noon Eastern time on all your VSiN platforms, and of course the podcast, Beating the Book. Hello, Gil. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me. How's your season going?
I'm doing good, man. So when is the Strip going to be back to normal, and how did this whole F1 thing come about? Because when I text you, I'm like, how's it going out there? You're like, oh my god, this has been the biggest effing headache the city has had forever. They're saying though that, you know, it brought in a ton of big rollers, which they was the point of it all. I just wonder who really made out in the end for this whole fandango. Yeah.
So I, by the way, fandango, excellent use of the word fandango. I think we have to try to hold two things in our heads at the same time. So one is the actual night of the race, which was kind of glorious, right? Like, I mean, it was beautiful on television. I had a great perch from where I was on the top of my building. I could see the straightaway on the Strip. They're going 240 miles per hour on TV.
Formula One didn't come up to your actual apartment and block your view? Because it seems like they were aggressively doing that wherever and whenever they could.
They monetized every square inch of Las Vegas. So when I say I went up to my roof, I made it sound as though I was just, you know, rolling up to my roof like it was no problem, like any day. Oh, no, that would be a lie. I had to pay $150 American to watch from my own roof.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, dude, you have Ike, man. Call you, dude. Yes. It is so absolutely what they did. It was the height of. I mean, it was so arrogant. It was so dismissive of the populace. Let me just start with the good. The good is that night it looked great, right, on TV. And if you watch the Sky Sports broadcast of it, it was the best advertisement for the city of Vegas. It was colorful. It was glorious. It was surreal to watch that they pulled this off.
Agreed. I watched it on ESPN. I did not watch Sky Sports, but I watched it on ESPN. By the way, yeah. I have said that Formula One makes the NFL look reasonable by comparison.
That is a great way of putting it. And the last thing I'll say about the broadcast before I get to the bad is, if you did watch the Sky Sports, this is the one sort of like sports media thing I gleaned, which is they did such a great job of not only focusing on who was in first and second, but also like, oh, here's the ninth place driver passing the eighth place driver. I thought it was a great lesson for American golf broadcasts. Like, hey, you know, just because Max Homa is in fourth, can we see him once or twice? That kind of thing.
Right, exactly. Show everybody. Now, let me interrupt here and ask, how much of an F1 fan are you?
Not at all.
Okay.
Going into this? Really? I mean,
have you watched the Netflix series?
I have not, but I'm told it is the greatest thing on earth.
Exactly. Same thing with me. I've been told you got to see it, got to see it, got to see it. And I say, sure, maybe in July when sports dry up to nothing but a trickle, I'll watch it.
That's exactly, yes. That's exactly right. Yes. Now, all that said, as good as it looked on the night of, this was pure hell, Steve. This was old-time Vegas, folks. And by old-time, I mean dating back 15 years. We'll tell you that the NBA All-Star Week was the nadir, was the worst moment in the history of Las Vegas. This topped that because for 6 months, the construction was unbearable. I live right in the middle of the Strip, and I understand that most people don't live in the middle of the Strip. I happen to. Our lives were destroyed, ruined by this thing. And to the point, I mean, 6 months of your life. Imagine if you lived in a construction zone where everything was difficult to get in and out of. So it was hell. And it was not only that, it was the monetization, as I said, of every square inch. We thought for our reward for enduring this would be, oh, that's cool. I'll go to my roof and I'll watch it. Oh, no. That's going to cost you too. And the crosswalk, you know how the Strip has a crosswalk. In certain locations, every couple blocks, there's a crosswalk.
Right.
Security the night of practice Thursday, qualifying Friday, and the race itself on Saturday, aggressively shooed you away. And by aggressively, I mean they cursed you out in a very loud voice. That if you dared stop to lay your eyes on their precious race, they would absolutely, you know, go after you.
So this was after they already blacked out, or they tried to shade out the glass windows, so that even that wasn't enough. You could not linger, and you're talking about catching a mere glimpse of a car going meow.
That's exactly right. It's exactly right. It is. Now, to answer your question of, okay, so, but did this do for the city what they thought it would do? It depends on who you believe right now. Right now, it's just anecdotal. There's no math to it.
Right.
The anecdotal part of it is, you know, if you're at the Wynn or you're at the higher end casinos, which are more of a brand match for something as high end as F1, which reportedly they paid $600 million to make this happen.
Who did?
The Wynn. F1 did.
Okay.
F1 to make this the outlay.
Who did they? Now, when you said they paid, is that the cost of construction plus?
Oh yeah, that's the cost of it. Correct. I don't mean to say paid. That's the cost of everything was $600 million.
But I mean, look, let's not kid ourselves. Somebody had to be bribed. Had to be bribed.
I'm getting there, young Steve Saban.
Yes,
okay. I'm getting there.
Okay.
Yes, okay. I think that so the first anecdotes of this are okay. Well, if you're at the Wynn or at the higher end casinos, they got the high roller types. They made out. But if your standard garden variety casino, like the New Yorks or the Treasure Islands of the world, which are also on the Strip, there was no noticeable change. If anything, maybe there was even a dip in what was going on.
It was probably a down weekend for them, I think, from what I saw anecdotally and from various Twitter and TikTok accounts. Yeah, Wynn, Bellagio, Aria, Venetian, Palazzo probably made out like gangbusters. Caesars, I guess, as well. The lesser properties, not so much. Okay, continue.
It's a 10-year deal. It's a 10-year contract. So I think what it will come down to is once they do run the numbers on all of this. And apparently I was told, like, I was like, can't they just fudge the numbers? I was told you can't fudge monthly numbers. Like, they are poured over by gaming. Like,
you're talking the casino numbers that are reported both to the gaming commission for your gaming take. That's highly regulated. And the publicly held companies like MGM and others, they have to report to shareholders. What was your average room rate that week?
That's exactly right. And how did it dip as the event approached? What did your price start at? What did it go to? All of those are really not anything you can mess with. Those are in the books and they cannot be cooked. And so if they find out that there was no market increase in, you know, revenue, you know, writ large for this whole thing, I don't know that they can justify doing this again and again, especially if it's going to ruin the lives of everyone. Now, to your point about, you know, I have said this whole time, I was like, who got greased and how do we find out who and what can we do about it? Because obviously some politicians made out on this. The problem with Las Vegas and Nevada, I'm reminded of, you remember the movie Casino?
Yeah.
There's a famous scene where the gentleman with the cowboy hat, I can't remember his name.
I play this scene all the time. This is one of the great scenes of all time, where the county commissioner goes in to see, I'm spacing on the name right now, to
Robert
beg,
De Niro, who's playing Lefty Rosenthal.
He begs for his nephew's job, and De Niro says, I can't help you. He's either too dumb to work here, and he jeopardized the whole operation, or he was in on it.
And the county commissioner stands up and famously looks back at De Niro as Lefty Rosenthal and says, just remember, you're our guest in this town, or you're still our guest.
Right.
That line, and listen, I grew up in Washington, D.C. I've lived most of my adult life in San Francisco. So for me, Las Vegas is a smaller town by comparison. It is in reality, but for me, it is in my life. It is really that here. And so if there was ever an intrepid reporter somewhere who wanted to do the investigation of which politicians got greased for all of this, who got paid off, that person would have to have the onions the size of a planet, because they'll end up in the desert. And listen, I know, Steve, I had a gaming dispute about a tennis bet I made and won several years ago with the Westgate. And I went through the whole process of going up against, you know, going to the gaming commission. And I saw firsthand how I just kept thinking of that line. Just remember, you're our guests still here. Like, and it just is. That's the way it is here.
Yeah, I looked this up. Here's the clip at the end. Pat Webb is the name of the county commissioner in the movie Casino, 1995 classic. I urge anybody who has not watched it to watch it.
People never will understand the way it works out here. You're all just our guests, but you act like you're at home. Let me tell you something, partner. You ain't home. But that's where we're going to send you if it hair lips the governor.
That is perfect.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time. If it hair whips the governor. Thank you for your time. Yeah, exactly. Ace Rothstein, played by the great Robert De Niro, who in real life historically in real life?
In real life, historically, Lefty Rosenthal.
Lefty Rosenthal, right. Yes. The Kansas City Mafia that came out to Vegas and built the city because they were running numbers and running point spreads and everything else. Great stuff. So, yeah. So, in other words, there was never a vote on, hey, do we want to have this race car race? And do we want to tear the city up from one end, tear the strip up from one end to the other? And there's not going to be any political careers that are necessarily lost on this, because this is all done in backroom deals. But could the deal be killed before the 10 years are up?
So my understanding, and this is only my understanding because I am not an F1 historian, but that my understanding is that these deals get broken all the time.
Oh, really?
And yeah, so listen, money is the North Star here.
Sure.
And if in all their backroom dealings, if they find out it's like this wasn't worth it, they'll scuttle it. I don't know if it'll be after just 1 year of this, but but going 10 would be a whole different proposition.
Well, it seems like the excitement, the sizzle, is going to wear off quick after, say, year two or three. Now, if they can, because they've done all the heavy lifting of putting in what they need to put in, set this thing up and take it down in relatively quick fashion, like a month on the front end and the back end, then it's a different story. But I've already heard that it's going to take 8 weeks to get everything back to normal.
I've heard anything between 10 days to 6 weeks. So now you're giving me a bigger parameter on that.
If it's going to take six, say eight. So when it's four in reality, you look like a hero.
Well, and it's also, if it goes too long, it goes through Thanksgiving. But I mean, if it goes through Christmas too, I mean, like, all these things matter.
God, it's so frustrating for those of you that, you live there, and also for those at work on the Strip, because it was such a pain in the ass, and it breaks my heart to see the beautiful trees cut down in front of the Bellagio fountains, and the yes. gondolier's little fake lake in front of the Venetian drained. I assume they're going to put the water back in that. And I'm also dubious about how much of an economic punch it really delivered, because Vegas makes a lot of money on a lot of weekends anyway, whether there's a big sporting event there or not.
And it doesn't require this for us to have big weekends here. It could be like a college basketball tournament, for God's sakes. You know, it could be a porn convention, you name it. There's so many ways that they make tons of money without this kind of just upheaval. And that's the only word I can think of. It's imagine if, and that's the thing about Vegas. Again, I know there's people listening to this all over the country, but if you were in, name your big town, it's so spread out. Any other metropolis is so spread out that the effects of it are not going to be, you know, so targeted. Las Vegas, Nevada is really a big suburb with a strip in the middle of it. Right. And people think Vegas is just that strip, but man, it is all in that little area. It was all congested. Looks great on TV, but man, behind the scenes, it was a disaster.
All right. Well, Godspeed then on them getting it dismantled and out of your hair as soon as possible. And let's hope the strip returns to some sense of normalcy as soon as possible, because having gone to Vegas every year since I was a sophomore in college at the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara, I have loved the Strip and its evolution. And so therefore, I want to see it as healthy, vibrant, and available to be meandered zigzag style up and down while in a drunken, euphoric state as soon as possible.
And don't you come here without telling me, man.
I know. And by the way, for those that don't know, after the Capitals won the Stanley Cup, and I am zigzagging deliriously, drunkenly over one of the overpasses, guess who I ran into on that very night? Why, you're listening to him right now. His name is Gil. Remember that night?
That was, what a moment.
How 44 epic was years. That, right?
Just so coincidental, 44 years of Caps hockey.
I was there. Cup. You had no idea I was there. I didn't tell you in advance. You have roots and ties to the D.C. area, so you're a huge Caps fan. You had suffered all the typical springtime heartbreaks of that team. And I was there, and we were like, oh, my God, Stanley Cup champions!
So great. So great.
All right, one more thing before I let you go. So for one, am still super pissed at the NFL regarding this Joe Burrow thing. And how they let the Bengals get away with this. Now, maybe the investigation's not done. I just cannot believe that this is not a bigger deal. What are the professional gamblers and those who know the business well, like you, saying about it, that he was not on their injury report, and then out of the blue, on a non-contact play, his wrist blows up, and he's out for the rest of the year?
Speaking on behalf of everyone, everyone's super pissed.
Okay.
Because, and really the reason for that reaction is not just in this little vacuum of, oh, you know, they say that everybody who's injured should be on an injury report, and they violated that, and then they had that Zapruder-like film, right, of him coming off the plane with the gadget on his hand. It's the history of how, when the NFL was not on board with gambling, Steve, how all they talked about was, if we ever let gambling into our world, the integrity will be compromised, right? And then here they are, 2 seconds into all of this, and all of a sudden, everyone's Bill Belichick with the injury reports. Either everybody's on, you know, the Houston Texans have half their team on the injury report, and then the case of a guy like Joe Burrow, we don't know anything at all about this injury. For God's sakes, we're betting on this stuff. We need to know. Listen, they've got to understand, and I know they understand it more than ever now. If they were never willing to admit it before, they got to admit it now. The NFL, take a day like yesterday, week 11 Sunday in the NFL. It wasn't really a classic set of football games. They were all kind of dull. I can't really think of one game yesterday that stood out as like, oh, this was an awesome football game. if there were no such thing as gambling, my God, would that have been a slog to walk to sit through? But with gambling, oh my God, is it wonderful?
Yeah.
So people here are pissed. If a star of that magnitude is not on your injury report, you NFL are the ones without the integrity.
And they don't have integrity because that should never happen. And when the Bengals deleted the video quickly, that told me all I needed to know. Guilty as charged. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me, oh no, it was a sleeve meant to relieve compression from the altitude when flying. Get the fuck out of here. What do you think? I was born yesterday? Like, you deleted the video because you knew it was bad. Like, oh shit. Now people are going to know he's been dealing with something and we didn't report it. And like they you said, like you said, with millions of dollars are now being made every minute by the league on these official partnerships. They've embraced gambling. From the one time that they shut down Tony Romo's fantasy football convention in Vegas because it was being held at a property that had a casino attached to it. That's it. To now this. Boy, they've come a long way, this league. All right.
It's amazing. All right, buddy. The video went the same way as the Spygate tapes, wherever that went.
All right, pal. All right, thank you for jumping on, as always, and we'll connect again later in the year. Thank you, brother. And just so it doesn't bug you for the rest of the day, the term hair lip, as in that clip, we're going to send you back to where you came from. If it hair lips the governor, what does that mean exactly? A hair lip, definitionally, is a cleft lip or a deformity. But the expression is a Southern expression that basically says someone is going to do what they set out to do, regardless of the consequences or the disapproval of others. We're going to send you home, whether it hair lips the governor. Great line from a great movie. Let's hear it one more time here.
Some partner, you ain't home. But that's where we're going to send you if it hair lips the governor.
Yeah, so there it is. Hair lips the governor. It's many people's take is to think that, you know, if you have to take a hatchet straight to the face of somebody powerful and split their lip to get something dumb, then that's what they're going to do. We're going to send you home if it hair lips the governor. So, yes, the hopes of anyone exposing the dirty dealings or bribery that went down to get F1 permission to tear up the strip and hold their little race, then good luck on that. You could be in a shallow dirt grave far outside the city lights in the cold, dusty desert of Southern Nevada. And that is a wrap for me today. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you did, rate and review. Always helps the algorithmic overlords. Tell a friend and subscribe to our once-a-week Friday edition, the subscriber edition that includes my old radio pals and colleagues, Scott and Solly, to chop up the NFL during football season and more. Thanks for listening. Have a great Tuesday. This is the day to get shit done because you know the whole world's shutting down a day early. We're going to be off on Thursday for Thanksgiving, then we're shutting off on Wednesday to really get the long weekend started right. Thanks for listening. Have a great Tuesday, and we will see you next time. Have a nice day. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.